Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B.
Stevie B is on the radio.
You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for Outstanding Achievement in Record All Radio. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B. And I'm the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she said, Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on a soul. That was my dear sister right there. I have a quote from Esau Jesse Marat from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. He was on the show as the producer for acapella group Divine Experience with one of the lead vocalists, Brandon P.K. Smith from Tampa, Florida. Esau said, I really appreciate this quote from Esau. He said, my radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me. I have a quote from Brian Malone from Committed Acapella Chorus from Rogersville, Alabama. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. I have a quote from Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella music on. I have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. He says, Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man. He said, I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music. I have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He says, Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere because we need you. I have a quote from my dear brother, Jeremy Roberts from Iatt, Virginia. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period. That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. I have a quote from my dear brother, Anthony Blunt. He's the radio host of the Gospel Train. It airs on Sunday morning on Facebook Live at 7:30 a.m. And this show also airs on 94.7 FM, WWBC 1510 a.m. in Rockley, Florida. He said the same thing during our interview on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. I have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Maiden Acapella Ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. I have a quote from comedian Tim Pryor from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, there are many great Stevies in the world, like Stevie Wonder that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know about my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy Stevie B. I have a quote from Callie JT from Los Angeles, California. He's with acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, Stevie B puts the A in acapella music. Stevie B is awesome. Stevie B is amazing. Now, I have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the NACAMA Awards. Now, I'm going to do this quote in Al Pratt's voice. He said, Stevie B, the acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated. Not only is he the hardest working, I'm telling you, he's the smartest working DJ in acapella music. Stevie B. Now, that's an Al Pratt voice. Now, I have a quote from my dear brother Ali Zell from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. And I have a quote from Hammond Burke. This is the last quote from Hammond Burke. He's the creator of the Shellcaster Network, and he's from Plano, Texas. He said, Stevie B is the ambassador of the world of acapella. I like that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
All right, let me get this big iron bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. But you can't be the blaster master unless you're dropping bombs on your radio show. I said boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh, yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Camilla Pell Cars, and many, many more. We're for our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to my send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm trying to lift up your spirit with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night. And Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll be featuring my song. We want to feature a song and tell you a little bit about the artist. And this song will get two plays on the show tonight. We'll also be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll have to keep her memory alive on this radio show. We'll also have a feature on the broadcast, my Funny Bones. You know I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. I'll be featuring two comedians on the show tonight. And also during the broadcast, I'll be featuring my shout outs. Now, these are just some people I've been in contact with, whether it be here on social media or people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Liberty. It's no longer Fort Bragg. It's Fort Liberty, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. And I've actually been meeting people I've never heard, who never even heard acapella gospel music. They're just so thrilled to be introduced to this new music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on a Friday night. So I just want to show them some love and just let them know how much I really do appreciate their love and support for this radio show. And also have a new feature on the broadcast, my monthly triple spin. And for the month of October, I'll be featuring Chris Turner from Burlington, New Jersey. I'll be playing three of his singles on every show for the month of October. I also have a feature called My Old 100s, and I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. She says, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I considered what she said, and of course she was right, so I came up with the feature My Old 100, and she was with me from the beginning, and we really do miss her. So we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. So you got Stevie B, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos. So let's get into the music, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
As I go through my playlist tonight, I'll be announcing the previous interviews I've done with the various acapella artists and producers and writers on this broadcast, and I'll tell you what episodes they appeared on this radio show. And also, you can go to the various platforms where you can get these podcasts from, wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. Just search for Stevie B Media Productions, whether it be on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few. And I also did some recorded version shows as well. These were live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll be telling you what episodes you can see these recorded versions on as well. You can listen to these recorded versions. Just search for Stevie B recorded version shows. And these shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. And the sound quality is in beta high fidelity, so the sound quality is excellent. I think you really enjoy what you're hearing on my recorded version shows.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
On the show tonight, my special guest is Janeo Acapella Group out of Tampa, Florida. Looking forward to talking to them on the broadcast. And on October the 13th, my special guest is Cornelius the Strong. Edwards from Galveston, Texas. He'll be producing a single that he did with Seaburn Branch from Coldwater, Mississippi. We had Seaburn on the show last year. I'm also looking forward to talking to George G as my special guest on that show as well later on in that broadcast. And he has a new single he'll be debuting on that show. You know, George G sitting on a ton of music, so we always try to have him on the broadcast every fourth Friday of the month. Now, hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll have my special guest on the show, Ron Walker from Atlanta, Georgia. And he'll be releasing this some new music, this 2023 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. And we'll be debuting that music here on this broadcast as well. And also my man, Anthony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, be releasing his new project on the broadcast sometime this fall as well. And on October the 27th, my special guest is LaKeeba from South Haven, Mississippi. And she will be the spokesperson for CapellaRadio.com. And I'm doing shows on that station right now on Friday and Saturday. So you can listen to me on Capella Radio, CapellaRadio.com. So that's a 24/7 radio station, and my shows on Friday and Saturday. And then on November the 3rd, my special guest is Soul Purpose from right here in Fayetteville, Winston-Salem, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Looking forward to having them on the broadcast as well.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So who's on the playlist tonight? I have some new singles from Exodus 2.0, Shade Kakara's Rain, Tiffany Mompas out of Rochester, New York, Jonathan Wilson out of Rochester, New York as well, Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California, Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida, and many, many more.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast tonight. Stevie B on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Kicking off the show, I have a double play coming your way. C3, Christ's Chosen Children from Athens, Alabama, has a single, Mary Ring Them Bells. You're going to love this song. This single is from their album, The Time Is Now. And this song features John Paul Malone. And that'll be followed by Terry Moore Mays out of Temple, Texas. She has a single, We'll Be Okay, from her Safe in His Arms album. You know, Terry is an active member of the acapella group Exodus 2.0 out of Los Angeles, California. And we did an exclusive interview with Terry here on this broadcast. Well, she's been on the show a couple of times, episode 225 as well as episode 311. Now, Terry is a very accomplished artist. She received in 2004, 2008, and 2014 the Kama Award for Female Artist of the Year. And also in 2008, the Kama Award for Christian Acapella Music Award for Songwriter of the Year. And 2008, she received Southwestern Christian College Image Award, and as well as the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Kama Award. So it's very accomplished artist. I just love Terry Moore Mays. Enjoy this double play, C3, Christ's Chosen Children, and Terry Moore Mays kicking off the blast tonight. Enjoy the show.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Martha. Oh, Mary, ring them bells.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Martha. Oh, Mary, ring them bells.
Yeah, you are to scare the angels away. You are to
ring in them bells.
Yeah, you are to scare the angels away.
Bring in them bells.
angels are.
Oh,
give a shout out to James Polak. He works with the Bell Cow Plumbing. He lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. James Polak, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
In 4, 3, 2. Hey, this is Dorian Paul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh-wee.
This your girl, Toni Washington, from Journey Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Coming up next, I have a double play coming your way. We have a group called Vision from Houston, Texas. Their single, He Lifted Me, from that 2019 album, While I'm Still Young. You're going to love this song. Now, Vision was a 2018 recipient for the Nakama Contemporary Artist of the Year. That'll be followed by Exodus 2.0 out of Los Angeles, California. They have a new single, Truth Is Out, from their 2023 album, The Lord Is. This song features Terry Moore Mays and also Cali JT, John Emerson. And, John was on the show. Well, John's been on the show few times, actually. Enjoy this double play, Vision and Exodus 2.0. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
He opened my eyes. He lifted me.
Okay.
He opened my eyes. Now
oh.
I can see. All my sins were washed away that day on Calvary. Oh, He lifted me. The angels in heaven were rejoicing. I'm so thankful He had mercy.
I was burdened in despair. When I was broken, nobody seemed to care. I was down and out, almost level to the ground. When I was hopeless, when I was wondering, not really knowing where I was going, I was so lost, couldn't find my way. My path was dim, but He showed me a brighter day. Say,
He lifted me. He opened my eyes. Now I can see. All my sins
were
washed away that day on Calvary.
Door, and it opened, walking by faith, no longer hopeless, said He pulled me out of the miry clay, dusted me off, told me to walk His way. Now His yoke is easy,
higher,
His burden is light,
higher,
I can see His sun,
and higher.
See?
At the Flow GMC here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. KB Stone, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie, and you are listening to me on Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts.
This your girl, Toni Washington, from Journey Acapella.
This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you're listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B. Stevie B. Stevie B. Stevie B. Stevie B.
This is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Music Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring BIC, Brothers in Christ from North Central Florida. We had an exclusive interview with members of that group here on this broadcast. That was episode 317. And this single is from their 2023 EP entitled Goodbye World. It's entitled Almost Let Go. Enjoy my Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week. Song of the Week.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
On the show tonight, my special guest is Janeo Acapella from Tampa, Florida. You need to turn your speaker off. All right. Okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. We got Janeo Acapella, ladies and gentlemen, on the broadcast tonight from Tampa, Florida. How you all doing? Welcome to the blast.
Oh, we're doing great. Yay!
Now, who do we have?
Gospel.
I know that's right. Now, who do we have on the show with us tonight?
This is Charles Duncan, director of Janeo.
Who else do we have?
Debbie D.
Ebony Starr is listening, and I've sent off a whole bunch more listening.
Now, are these all members of the group?
Just me and a member of the group in Ebony Starr.
What about
Debbie
D?
But a lot of people not members. Debbie D's my wife.
Oh, okay. Hey, Debbie D.
Hey!
Yeah.
Radio stations, the Stevie B show.
I know that's right. Now, is this the first time you all heard this show?
This is the first time I ever heard of it.
Very good. Oh. You got good music playing.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've been on the air since 2016.
Oh,
I never knew. But the old thing, you forever learning.
I know that's right. I can't believe y'all never heard of Stevie B down there in Florida.
No, I have never.
We've heard a couple of people say something, but, you know, we was listening to them virtual for a while, and then it kind of got to be where, you know, it really, you know, they wasn't playing that good of a music,
okay.
And we quit listening.
Okay, well, we ain't going to call no names, you know.
I'm not going to call no name either of who I was listening to.
All right. Now,
oh,
what was...
Oh, my goodness.
But that's all right.
Better late than never.
That's right. Tell your mama, your daddy, your friends, your cousins, everybody.
That's right. You watch. You're going to be seeing Tampa. You're going to be seeing numbers from Tampa. Tampa's blowing up.
I know that's right. Well, tell us about this group, Janeo Acapella. How did this group get started?
This group got started a few years back. By myself and then my daughter and my son, also my nephew and Patricia Green and her daughters was in the group, and we was in another group, and then we started this group here, Janeo, and it's kind of like, you know, we just love singing, and we
now
just praise the Lord.
Now, what year are we talking about?
We started in 2012.
Okay.
And then I think the pandemic. Go ahead.
What is the name Janeo? What's the meaning behind that name?
We got the Janeo from the Book of Saint John when Nicodemus encounter with Christ, and that's from is a new beginning. It's kind of what that name really entails as a Christian. That it's a new beginning in Greek. So the Janeo really is a new beginning.
Yeah, that's very unique. I never heard that like that before. Janeo Acapella. That's real good. Now, do you have any...
Go ahead.
Now,
I got somebody excited here.
let me make sure I get a name right. Now, that's Miss Debbie D. Now, Miss Debbie D is excited.
That's right, Debbie D. I know that's right.
I love your enthusiasm. I love it.
Yes, I will be listening.
Because I think we're doing some good work here on a Friday night.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you're a very good disc jockey. I mean, a lot of people don't, well, I'm just saying, don't have
the talent. We ain't calling no names.
I used to listen to disc jockey back in the world, and you got some flavor in your disc jockey style.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, actually, let me tell you, when I was putting this show together, I actually envisioned this show because of what I wasn't hearing on the radio.
Oh, okay, okay.
they was playing the music, but you didn't hear anybody talking.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And you didn't hear any interaction with the audience, with the listeners. You know, they're just playing music. So I'm saying, well, I think I can do this, you know. I think I like running my mouth, you know. I'm a child.
Right?
Hey, I'm a child of God. I like running my mouth, you know.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you're
not just like, I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay.
Right outside of Fort Bragg. Well, it's no longer Fort Bragg. It's Fort Liberty now.
Yeah, I remember the name change.
Yeah, we Fort Liberty now.
I have an answer about that station. She used to live in Fayetteville.
Yeah. So we're trying to do some good work here in Fayetteville, you know, trying to glorify God a little bit here on a Friday night.
All right, you know? That's all right.
This is a good change. Good change for us.
Yeah. And we have some great artists. And we have some great artists that have been coming through this program, too, you know. Sister Debbie D, you're going to have to record me something. I hear you singing back there. You're going to have to record me something so I can play it.
No, that's right. I write the Stevie B radio show.
I know that's right. Now, tell us about Janeo Acapella. Do you have some recordings?
Yes, we have recordings of Janeo. And we did a recording back in a few years back in 2016 in Cocoa Beach, Corey Felton.
Yeah, I know Corey. He was on the show a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
Mr. Radio. That's Mr. Radio's
son.
Yeah, Mr. Radio was on the show too a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
We did.
What I was going to say is, anybody that's anybody in acapella gospel music has been on this radio show.
Oh, wow.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're trying to do some good work here.
It's a good thing. And music is a good thing because, you know, when you're down, you want to sing the way out of the blues, so to speak.
Now, what my major emphasis has always been is the teaching and preaching of the gospel.
Yeah,
and we do that on Tuesday and Thursday night.
Oh,
okay. We got to listen to some of your preaching then, because we into that really deep. My wife and me do a lot of studying, and we got classes that we teach on certain nights that we teach.
See, I figured if I can get people to listen to the acapella gospel music, I could point them to the preaching and teaching on Tuesday and Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
See.
Setting them up.
I was setting them up. That's right. I was setting them up.
Well, we just came from a tent meeting down in Jacob, Florida for a whole week, believe it or not.
Okay. Who was preaching?
Alan Cross.
I know Alan Cross. He's been on my program.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been on my Tuesday night show.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And let me tell you something. I've actually had to cut back my production on that Tuesday night show because I was having preachers coming through that show every Tuesday night. It got to be so many, I had to cut back on them. It was just too many preachers, you know?
Now that sounds very
good. We got popular then. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, you know?
Yes, definitely.
But, yeah, I had to cut back on them. But now I have some of your tracks that I want to play here so our listeners can hear your sound from Janeo Acapella. I have two singles that I want to play. He's All. We're going to play He's All, and we're going to play Father Forgive Them. Now, are these original songs?
Yes, I wrote those.
You wrote these songs?
I wrote the songs, all the everything, the background, you name it. I did the whole nine. You know, some of the bass I'm doing, too.
Now what album do these songs come from?
This comes from the album, I think I sent you the cover, It's a New Beginning.
Okay. Now we're going to play two of these singles. Let's play these and then we'll come back before we close this segment out. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Charles Duncan and Debbie D. That's his wife, and Ebony Starr riding with us on the blast tonight from Janelle Acapella. Now, we're going to try to get Debbie D to record or something here so we can play it on the air, too, here after a while.
Watch out.
I love listeners like Debbie D. I love her.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna play two singles from Janelle Acapella, He's All and Father Forgive Me. Thank you guys for riding with us on the blast tonight. Just stay put. We're gonna come back on the other side, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Janelle Acapella from Tampa, Florida. We have two of their singles, He's All and Father Forgive Them. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
He's all I need. He's all I need.
All I need.
Can't you see?
give a shout out to Don Preserve from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Don Preserve, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Janeo Acapella from Tampa, Florida. We have a few of the group members on the show with us tonight, Charles Duncan and his wife, Debbie D. And Ebony Star. How you guys enjoying the blast tonight?
Hello.
Now I want to hear from Ebony Star. How you doing, Miss Ebony Star?
I don't think she had another residence, but she's listening.
Oh,
but
okay.
She's
not on with
in.
Oh, okay. She's not on with you guys.
Yeah, she didn't tune in. But she's
okay.
Had another resident. She's probably just sitting there smiling and all happy and everything. But I don't know. We should all got together and had a Stevie B get-together party.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's what we try to do here on Friday night. We're flying 30,000 feet.
Wow. Yes, we are.
That's right. That's right. Now, I did want to... Now, I did want to ask you, now, why did you change the name of the group to As One? Why the name change? I thought that Janeo Acapella was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name. It's hard to beat that name, I believe. But some things happened, I think, in COVID. We kind of, people weren't singing, so we kind of started another group with some more people, different people, kind of what happened. We got couple of the people in this that was in the same group, but it's three or four people that was not in the group that's in this group called As One.
Okay.
So I think the COVID thing probably did the damage to that group there. You know, we kind of and some people moved away. Like I think I sent you a message about some moved away with jobs, went to other places.
Okay.
And that's kind of what happened to the Janeo.
Yeah, I like your sound.
Hey,
now you working on a new project with your new group?
Yes, I'm working on several new songs that I wrote, and I think they're off the chain. I really think some nice songs, I believe.
Okay, now when can we expect to hear something new from this group?
It would be within a month.
Because you know I'd be waiting on you.
month or two at the latest, I'm saying, because we got them together, we just need to get them down. And in the tracks, I'm saying, as far as the studio, that's all. Be ready.
Now you trying to just release singles, or are you trying to put an album together?
I'm trying to put an album. I'm probably going to do some single stuff first, since I think it might be easier to do singles first, because the studio time is, you know, when you do a whole album. I did that before, and it's a lot of money with the whole album.
Yeah, it's definitely an investment, that's for sure.
Well, yeah,
we got one more single that we want to play before we close out this segment. And I just want to thank you guys for coming our way and sharing your music with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Debbie D. I just love Debbie
D.
We
will be listening. Yes, yes, we will be listening.
Now, do you all have Spotify on your cell phone?
Yes.
Now, if you go to Spotify and you search for Stevie B Media Productions, you'll see all of the shows that I've produced here since 2016. There's over 700 episodes.
Wow. Mm.
There's over 700 episodes on Spotify.
Okay.
And I always try to point people to Spotify because the graphics are so good, and you can also see the show descriptions, so you get to see everybody who's on these shows and what are the topics that are being discussed and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Stevie B. Bye-bye.
Anybody, you
so
guys,
we can look at all the old shows.
Yeah, you can see all the shows that I've done since 2016 on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Is anybody all right. y'all want to give a shout out to before we close out this segment?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to all the people at the Northside Church Christ, all the people in Tampa. I want to give a shout out to my grandbaby, to my grandchildren.
Yeah, don't leave out them grandbabies.
Hey.
I said, don't leave out them grandbabies.
Yeah, don't leave out them grandbabies.
And I failed to mention Tisha Williams and Jada Green also was that thing with us in there at Janelle.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how many members do you have in your As One group now? How many members?
It's 7 people at this point now.
Now, is Miss Debbie D, you singing in the group too?
Nah, not yet. You know, they won't let me sing. I be trying to sing, but they won't let me sing because I don't want to practice.
Okay, now tell us what the story is, David D. Why they won't let you sing in the group? What's going on?
They won't let me sing because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to come to practice. They say you got to practice.
Oh, you ain't supposed to be, singing there. You don't want to come to practice? Come on now.
Now, I just
want to
get up there and sing.
So you just want
to
get up there and show out. Hey, you just want
to
get up there and show out a little bit.
Yeah, but then Bob say make a joyful noise.
Yes, he did. But you know you got to come to practice now, Miss Debbie D. You got to come
to
practice.
Yeah, I know. When I do my thing, I'm going to be calling Stephen B. too.
I know that's right. You go cut you a single.
Yeah, I'm cut
up. Hey, guys, thank you so much for riding with me on the blast tonight. I really enjoyed having you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have a single. We got Janelle Acapella with Charles Duncan and his wife, Debbie D. Debbie D. Yeah, I love me some Debbie D out of Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. That's me.
Right now. I know that's right. We have a single. Hey, thanks, guys. We have a single, One Lord, One Faith from Janelle Acapella. Thanks, guys, for riding with us on the blast tonight. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a single, One Lord, One Faith from Janelle Acapella out of Tampa, Florida. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
There is one Lord and one faith. Oh, hey.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Tiffany Bumpus from Rochester, New York, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Hey, y'all.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mario McKinnon coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Y'all keep listening.
For everything he's done, I got to praise the Lord.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Coming up next, I have a double play coming your way. Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur, both from Dallas, Texas. Their single, Like Our God, from their 2019 album, Life in Music. Now, we debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 177. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 37. That'll be followed by Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. Their single, Restore, from the 1997 album, Plugged In. Now, Straight Company was the 2022 recipient for the Nakama Contemporary Artist of the Year. Enjoy this double play, Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur and Straight Company. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Without your creation can't exist, and so we take this moment and acknowledge your presence, for we know
such a sunny, sunny day. Not that I feel that I deserve it, but I like the way winning is certain. If you touch me and make me whole again, what you can do. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, I'm trying to learn how to love you. I'm learning. Yes, I am.
Don't have the strength to
clear every obstacle. Hey, I am depending on you.
With the singing group Durant.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Daly.
This is Monte Cuba.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie.
This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Torres.
This is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
And you are listening.
You are listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Guys, we gotta stop playing video games. Like, John, we're different, man. We only play games that are rated M for mature. I was like, they make video games rated M for mature? Doesn't that exclude everybody that plays video games? How does that work? What's the new Call of Duty that just came out? Any of the kids know? Call of Duty, the new one? Yeah, it goes. The next one's coming out next summer. It's going to be possible to be. It's called Call of Duty to move out of your parents' basement. It's going to be, yeah, it's just going to be. How do you beat this one? Get a job. That's how you beat that one. It's just. My roommates love to play the Wii. They love the Wii. If you don't know anything about the Wii, basically the whole premise of it is to take things you're terrible at and put them in video game format so you can succeed at them. So if you're like unathletic and uncoordinated, you're probably awesome at like Wii golf, you know, all in one. If you're white, you probably got high scores on Wii Hip Hop Dance Revolution. Just, So I was at the store the other day. I found a game for my roommate. I brought it home for him. I was like, hey, dude, I got a game for you. It's called We Pay Rent. I was real sheltered growing up. I didn't realize how sheltered I was until last time I went home. I was actually looking through a photo album. I saw a picture of me and my brother in the bathtub together. You guys, I was 17. Sorry. I'm a little close for that. I feel like my parents, I just realized this, my parents kind of like changed the Bible stories to fit their parenting strategy. Any parents do that? I always thought you'd get leprosy from not wearing sunblock at the pool. I was like, okay, this doesn't seem right. My parents never had a sip of alcohol in their entire lives, never drank in their entire lives. My favorite Bible story was when Jesus turned all that water into sweet tea. That was great, yeah. It's a miracle! Here's my parents' rule in the house growing up. They said, no movies that aren't realistic. So we couldn't watch, like, Terminator or Die Hard because they said, those movies aren't realistic. I was like, Dad, this rule doesn't make any sense. You just made us watch a movie where Bible characters are being played by vegetables. Really? VeggieTales. Thanks for... Are you going to do that the whole show? Are you explain jokes? Is that what's happening? VeggieTales. Just give her a second. She could have got it on your own. You know what VeggieTales is. Both of them in the bathtub. It's funny because you're not supposed to do that at 17. Oh, okay. Thanks, ma'am. I appreciate that. Wow. Listen, I think homeschool, that might be the solution. Homeschool might be the way because I know some kids. They're 4 and 5 years old. My buddy asked them to come out and watch his kids play soccer. I got out there 3 minutes late. Walk out of the soccer field. I'm like, hey, what's the score? My buddy goes, we don't keep score here. Mm-mm. All these kids are winners. You do that here in St. Louis? I was like, all these kids are winners. That kid's got his jersey on inside out and he's chasing a butterfly. That kid's not a winner. It's not even made up. They've outlawed the use of red pen in the school district because they red is too aggressive of a color for kids. For real, they're going to see the color red and be reminded of their failures. When they get older, they're going to see red and be insecure. I don't even have a joke for them. I'm just reporting the news. What? Like, here was the grading system for all of us coming through school. A, B, C, D, F. Like, we skipped a letter to make sure kids knew they were failures. You can't give a kid an E for more effort? No. F. Failure. Like one time in high school, I got an F with an exclamation point on it. Just kids need to learn to succeed and fail, right, everybody? Yeah. I think it's good for a kid to create a culture of failure in his life so then he can get older and play for the Rams. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting a year to tell that joke, you guys. I was like, where is he going with this one? I'm just saying, kids need to learn to succeed and fail. It's good for kids. My neighborhood this year, no more diving board at the pool. No more diving board because last summer some idiot kid tried to go off the diving board with his eyes closed. That's not the time to laugh. Wow, okay. Ha-ha, kid's getting hurt, yeah. Slow down, man. Kid went over to the diving board.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of
voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere. Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My man Anthony Tony Carter from Chi-Town, Chicago. He has a new single, Give Me a Song to Sing Like Jesus. You're going to love this song from his 2020 album, My All. Now, we debuted this album here on this broadcast, episode 188. Also did an exclusive interview with Anthony. Actually, he's been on the show a couple of times, episode 272. Now, Anthony was one of the headliners with us on this 2022 Experience acapella tour that we went on last year. And this song is number 9 on my top 20 countdown show for the month of August. Now, be followed by Jonathan Wilson from Rochester, New York. He has a new single entitled Hold On from his 2023 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. Now, this album hadn't been released yet, as far as I know now. Ron Walker, he wrote and produced this album from Atlanta, Georgia. He's supposed to be coming on this show sometime in the next few weeks. Looking forward to having Ron on the show. Enjoy this double play, Anthony Tony Carter and Jonathan Wilson. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Give me a song to sing like Jesus when I am face to face with my storm.
Keep faith alive.
If I keep,
if I keep
Have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Hello, caller. What's your name
Hello?
And where you calling from? What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Letitia Williams calling from Tampa, Florida.
Letitia Williams, welcome to the blast.
Yes, glad to be here.
How you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying it very much. I have been listening all this year, so I had never heard of y'all until I got on the page and been listening ever since.
Now, when did you start listening to the show?
Just last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what's happening on Friday night.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for riding with us on the blast. Now, you said you sung with Janeo Acapella?
Yes, I did. Yes, me and my mom and my sister. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long were you with the group?
Actually, we started when it was New Beginning. It was, and that was with a few other people, and it keeps rotating. But, I've been with New Beginning, and then we changed to Janeo in 2012, so...
Now, did you hear Charles and Debbie earlier on the show?
I did, yes. I was kept on trying to call in. I was like, I can't get in.
You couldn't get in to the show?
No, I couldn't get in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to talk to Blog Talk Radio about that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if I was waiting or what was going on, but yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you called in to the show tonight. Certainly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thank you.
All right. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Michelle Marco in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Michelle Marco, how you doing tonight?
Blessed. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, Michelle, where you been?
It's just so much been going on. I had death in the family. And,
you had a death in the family?
Yeah, he was like a little brother to me.
Sorry to hear that.
Very nice. Yeah.
Now, where's my friend at?
Mom is right here.
Hey, Mom.
How you doing, Stevie B?
Vardinia. How you doing, Vardinia? I have missed you.
Yeah. Same here.
I don't know what's been going on. I've been taking all these vacations and stuff. I don't know. I better quit doing that.
Good. You deserve it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for riding with us on the blast tonight. You know I love you guys.
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
Bye, Dana. Love you, baby, Dana.
You need help, man. You need help. We're going to pray for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse me. This is how me and Vidania be doing it on Friday night. Hey, guys. Y'all take care, all right?
You too, now.
All right. All right.
Hi, my name is Vonda Waller from the Columbus, Georgia area. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
This is Troy Marables of Made New Acapella in Louisville, Kentucky. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Been a long time. Been a long time. I sing Mary. I sing Martha.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master.
Acapella Gospel Music.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
For the month of October, we'll be featuring Chris Turner from Burlington, New Jersey. We'll be taking three singles from his album 2007 album Grandma's Church and his album Dreaming. And in 1992, Chris was recipient for the Nakama Best Songwriter. We did an interview with Chris on the broadcast, episode 255. And the three singles that we'll be featuring for the month of October is Grandma's Church, and that's the title track, and also Dream My Dream and Cool Inside. Enjoy this monthly triple spin for the month of October.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
Don't know if it was my
grandma's church
or my
grandma's mind.
You knew
me,
maybe
a little
brother, in my
grandma's time.
But I sure wish I could go back to those days and times.
Now,
I don't know if it was my
grandma's
touch or my
grandma's smile.
You know, maybe because I was looking
through a little boy's eye.
But I sure thought things were better than they seem to be now.
How
in the world?
How
long? Again, I'd like to see love, respect, and dignity in our society. Has the whole world gone crazy? Things of the past, like youthful innocence. If only my eyes could see things that my young heart believes. Now we think too much when we're much too young. 12 years old and you wanna be full grown.
That will make grandma's time.
grandma's touch.
Oh, my.
Grandma's smile.
You know, maybe what I was looking for,
a little boy's eyes.
But I snooze on things up and down. Then they seem to be down.
How?
Sunday go to meeting clothes. She wouldn't let us play it though. Something special about that day, and we had other clothes to play in. They sang down by the river, and give me my flowers down through the years. Easter speech learning day, and in school we could even pray. What we're witnessing now is a low-down shame. I saw it on the news just the other day.
Did you let that child stay on? Grandma's
I just sent my big mama down
grandma's
there.
Grandma's mine, baby, baby, baby.
In my
grandma's time.
But I sure wish I could go back to those days and time.
Down. Can't you
maybe we're too busy.
If you let me dream my dream.
dead dream.
All I hear mother cry.
She don't have to tell me.
I can see it in her eyes. She cares for me because she gave me life. She wants the best for me because I am her child. Success for me, it makes my mama smile. And I love my mama, she's a joy to be around. And I'm glad that heaven sent her down. One of my dreams is to make my mama proud. Do you mind if I have a dream?
Have a dream.
Because there no one will hear your begging plea.
much easier in heaven because are shining and pleasing to your eyes, built by none other than our God on high. Yeah, the skies are beautiful and they're clear as can be. There is no better place to be young and free. Well, hell is just a fiery old place. You can imagine the looks on the people's face. If you could see, you could see, you could see all the agony. Because there no one will hear your begging plea. Once in eternity we'll always cry. When life is so much easier up in heaven. Oh, because it's yeah, yeah. Heaven is cool. Heaven is so fine. Ooh, there's a cool breeze blowing, yeah. Sun is always shining. Ain't gonna be no. No more heartaches and no fears. Trouble all over. Trouble all over. When we see Jesus, we'll have a big celebration and send invitations to all our friends and relations. We'll have a ball, and our hearts will be as one. Oh, let's wait and see. I know it's cool. forevermore. And I say to myself, yeah, I say to myself, heaven, a wonderful world. Heaven, a wonderful world.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
I want to give a shout out to Gloria M. Jones. She lives in Louisville, Kentucky. Gloria M. Jones, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts, singer of No Mistakes and album I Forgive You, and you're listening to Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wilson from Rochester, New York, and you're listening to Stevie B acapella gospel music blast.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
My old 100 feature has been dedicated to my dear sister and friend, the late Wyvonda General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. We just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
This week we are featuring in my old 100, the North Mississippi Acapella out of Hernando, Mississippi. This is from their album Bright Side. It's the title track, Bright Side. You're going to love this song. That'll be followed by the Inner City Singers from Birmingham, Alabama, their single, Build Up a Nation. Enjoy my O-100s.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
Keep the faith, and keep holding on when you're in doubt.
Said he wouldn't move this wicked rage. Said he wouldn't move this so wicked rage. Said it would be
build up a nation.
Wiser than them all.
Oh, yeah.
every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry how good you'll be.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell them I'll be
Heal of a Nation.
Shall obey.
Shall obey.
Said he would move.
That's how we can
wake and rain.
Old 100s.
Yo, this is Teray Mack representing Mack Music in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, this is Tony Carter from the Chicagoland area.
Hey, this is Dorian Paul.
This is East Stage with Straight Company.
You're listening to Stevie B.
You're listening to Stevie B.
And you're listening to Stevie B, the Master Blaster. Go ahead, on.
Hey family, what a master.
From Diesel Records, giving a shout out to my main man Stevie B. And every Friday night we get down just like this. Acapella gospel music blast.
It's Friday night and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio. We're gonna praise tonight. If you get to me.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
People ask, too. They ask me, is your wife aware of the way you talk about her? No, so don't be Facebooking her. This is her idea of funny. God bless me with an amazing woman. She's got a dark, twisted sense of humor. I mean it. She's this is her idea of funny. I'm in my chair at home. Every man, you have a chair, don't you, sir? Darn right you have a chair. You're a man. That's your throne. If you ever went missing, they give a cushion in that chair to a bloodhound, wouldn't they? Find that smell. And then they'd revive the dog and send him on his way. So I'm in my chair one afternoon, minding my own business. Now, my wife comes up behind me. She starts rubbing me like that. She's got her arms around me like that. She's nibbling on my ear. And, of course, I'm thinking, is it February 29th? It was a nice moment between a man and wife. We were married 20-plus years at that point, and it was a nice moment. In like a few minutes, just really nice and tender. And then at one point, she kisses the top of my head, and she hugs me. She said, I love you, Jeffrey. I said, I love you too, baby, and she walks away. And I'm basking in the warmth of this. I mean, 10, 15, I mean, at times I would yell. She was in the kitchen. Baby, that was nice. Thank you. And at one point, my son comes walking through. Hey, Dad, who drew that big smiley face on your bald spot? Yeah. What I thought was fingernails was a Sharpie. She was back there scratching artwork on my dome. So don't you feel sorry for her. She's sick and she's twisted. We've been married 32 years, and my father gave me one really wise piece of advice before I got married, and it's held true for 32 years. On my wedding day, my father said to me, before you argue with your new wife, and you're going to argue with her, before you do, take some time, step back, ask yourself two questions. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Right. And then he broke down and sobbed right in front of me. I had no idea what that man was talking about. 32 years later, I can tell you this. I'm a happy, happy, happy man. I ain't been right in 12 years now. Sometimes I even have to ask her, am I happy? Oh, you better believe you're happy. Okay. I was just checking with you, Buttercup. I gotta call my friends up. I can't go golfing, but I'm a happy, happy, happy man. And don't get me wrong, we argue. You've got to argue in your marriage. You don't argue in your marriage, it'll build up in your brain over time and fries your brain. Yeah, and then you wind up like those babbling, mumbling couples you've seen in Arizona, Florida. In 50-plus years of marriage, they're kind of walking down the street. The wife is fine. It's the poor husband 8 feet behind her that scares me to death. This poor man's all hunched over. He's vibrating, mumbling. Always telling me what to do. They're telling you what to do. I'm a man. You can't tell. I'm a man. This poor guy's starting to try to win back all the arguments he's been throwing away for 50 years. You know, he was 6'3 when he got married. Now he's 4'1. Look at the poor man. Weighed down by half a century of apathy. Leave a toilet seat up if I want to leave a toilet seat up. Tell me what to do. I hope you sit in the water every night. I don't care. And that's when she turns around. What'd you just say to me? I didn't say nothing to you. Scary. You have to learn how to communicate. That's the word. Communication. You have to learn how your spouse communicates. That takes time. Men and women communicate differently. It took me 2 years of marriage to figure out my wife will never tell me to do anything around our home. If Tammy wants me to do something, she'll ask me a question. It's from the question that I got to stand there and figure out what it is she wants me to do. Simple example. Say I leave a pair of my underwear in the middle of the bedroom floor, which frosts my wife. That's her word when she's angry. That just frosts me, Jeffrey. If I'm not frosting her, I'm driving her up a wall. That's another one. Kids would come in. Where's Mom? She's up the wall with frostbite. That's all I know. You won't believe what put her there, man. It was that pair of underwear in the middle of the bedroom floor. You're looking at the most powerful piece of cotton on planet Earth.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest a cappella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring, or we're dedicating this feature rather, to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Mid Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interview on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring BIC, Brothers in Christ from North Central Florida. And when I played this single earlier in the broadcast, I failed to mention that this group was the 2022 recipient for the Nakama Traditional Artists of the Year. So these brothers are out of North Central Florida, and we did an exclusive interview with this group, episode 317. And we have a single from their 2023 EP entitled Goodbye World. You're going to love this song. It's awesome. It's a new single, Almost Let Go. Enjoy my Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
I was right at the edge.
I was right at the edge of a breakthrough and couldn't see it.
I tell you, the devil really had me.
The devil really had
me. But Jesus
came and grabbed me. He held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me.
Yes, he did.
So I wouldn't let go. So I'm
Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking you back. back to the old school. Stevie B, the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music.
Coming up next, I have a double play, Tiffany Bumpus from Rochester, New York. She has a new single, You Sin. This song was written and produced by Ron Walker from Atlanta, Georgia, part of his upcoming album, 2023 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. They'll be followed by Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida. She has a new single entitled Happy, and Genesis was the presenter of my Camo Award in 2022 in Jacksonville, Florida, so she will always have a special place in my heart. And Genesis also was the 2019 recipient for the Worldwide Music Award Female Vocalist of the Year and the 2016 Nakama Best Female Vocalist and 2014 Nakama Artist of the Year. So enjoy this double play, Tiffany Bumpus and Genesis Archer. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Set me free from all of my enemies. I know you got my faith within your very hand. I long to see my Jesus in the promised land. Your precious touch, your humbleness, your healing hand. It soothes the pain of every woman, every man. And I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what the blessed joy to hear you say. Nothing less than love that makes me feel so good. You kept your promise just like you said you would. Sometimes I feel I just wanna give up. I look to you, your grace and love to fill my cup. The sacrifice, the loneliness I know you felt. The lashes of the painful whip I know you felt. But I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what a blessed joy to hear you say. There's no reason.
And you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Hey, this is Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
With you is where I wanna be.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the clock on the wall, it's time for me to bring this big-eyed bird on down to the ground. I need to bring it on down. I need to bring it on down. All right, we got this big iron bird safely on the ground. This is the part of the show where I have to say goodnight. I got to go. I really enjoy playing these inspirational songs and tickling your funny bone. I want to thank my special guest on the show tonight, Janeo Acapella from Tampa, Florida, Charles Duncan, and his wife, Debbie D. Really enjoy talking to them both on the broadcast tonight. And also Letitia Faye Green-Williams. She called into the show later. On after the interview tonight, she's also a member of that group, so I really appreciate her calling into the show as well. And I want to thank all my listeners who've been riding with me on the blast tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny what you're on the blast on a Friday night. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. But I want to thank most of all the God of heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege, and it is indeed a privilege, maybe to spend this time with you on a Friday night. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives and may he bless you real, real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking us on off the show tonight, Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California. She has a new single entitled Just Let Go. And this we did an exclusive interview with Kenya and her producer, Cornell Clark, from Pasadena, California, episode 260. And also this song features Nuff Said Clark and Asante Clark on this song as well. That'll be followed by Call by God. Call by God, acapella ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee, their single Clean Heart. I just love this song. Their 2019 album For His Purpose. And this song is produced by John Poop Malone from Athens, Alabama. And we debuted this album here on this broadcast, episode 134. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 32. And this group was also the 2022 recipient for the Nakama New Artist of the Year. Let me hit you with three pieces before I get on up out of here. Peace, peace, peace. And I'll see you, Lord, say so, on the other side. Good night, everybody. I'm Stevie B, and I'm out.
Just let go and let God. Just let go. God, she'll show you.
let go and let him lead you. Thinking you should find he can feed you. Fighting all these demons, he the only one that's gonna believe you. Yeah, I really wanna let go. Shoulda rolled with you from the get-go. I need help trying to let him know. I need help trying to get my flow. Screwface got two faces, so my soul split in two places. Fighting each other like two races. Got enough sin for two graces. God tell me what I don't know. Either don't care or they don't show. Satan got me in a chokehold, so I probably need to let go.
Need a clean heart, a fresh start. Rock with us. Hey, yeah, yeah. Just tired of messing up time after time. Coming to church, going back to the same mess. This song's for you. Danielle, help us out with this one.
Willing to obey. that you say. Fill me up, please. Make me new.
Stevie B.